quiet winding street so far away, fading further with each day. Nothing left to say, idling away, waiting for the day we turn the page for good. You and I are butterflies, flying, leaving crystallized.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
American sci-fi author Ursula K. Le Guin once said, "We read books to find out who we are. Books tell us stories about representation and all the ways to be human. Books teach us and encourage us to think deeper. Books introduce us to what is possible. Yet, there are those who believe that some books should be banned, especially from young people. Book banning is one way a society silences dissent and difference. Whether it's carried out by a government or a library, restricting people's access to certain books narrows their worldview. The Boston Public Library supports the rights of young people to read what they like. Any teen or young adult, 13 to 26 years old, who live in the U.S. can get a free library card from the Boston Public Library to access their catalog of frequently challenged and banned books. Get a card or learn more at bpl.org/books-unbanned. This message has been brought to you by your banned book reading DJs at WRUV FM Burlington.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Yeah, take that conk, that's it. Yeah, take that conk, that's it. We'll be right back.
Can a word of noise with hope? Can a word of noise with hope? Oh, oh. Can a word of noise with hope?